Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
It is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Scott Jagow. We are joined now by John Hancock and Michael Kelly to talk about what happened yesterday. Gentlemen, thank you for joining me. I guess I want to start with just letting you have your say, first takeaways about what we experienced yesterday. Michael, you want to start?
Good morning, Scott. It was quite a crazy day yesterday. I received a text message that alerted me that something had happened while I was driving. I was a couple of minutes from my house, and I got home to see what unfolded up in Pennsylvania and got this horrible, sick pit of despair and so many anger in my stomach. I've in my lifetime, I've not lived through any of these political assassinations or assassination attempts. It's something that I always thought we'd see just in history books. But today we find ourselves in one of the darkest moments this country's had in quite some time. And I fear what the next 4 months look like, Scott, in this country with the divisiveness that exists after what happened yesterday and where we go over the next several months can be a really treacherous time. But hopefully cooler heads will prevail and we'll find a way to remember at the end of the day we're all Americans.
John, your first reaction to the situation yesterday?
Well, I learned of it we went to church service on Saturday night, and the event happened while we were in there, and so I was unaware of it until we had gotten out. And I guess my first thought was that we were probably an inch or two away from having a completely different conversation this morning, and what a just miraculous fact that Donald Trump wasn't killed, wasn't assassinated. But you also know that it only takes one sick person to do irreparable damage to our political system. That was a scary thought. I also have to wonder how a building that's 150 meters from the stage where a presidential candidate is speaking, how that rooftop was not secured. There was a lapse, clearly, in the security planning, and hopefully that will be corrected. You know, the Secret Service does great work, and they put themselves right there in harm's way over top of Donald Trump after the shooting, and their job is to take the bullet instead of the principal taking the bullet. Well, they did that. And so they should be applauded for that. But, you know, the Secret Service has to get it right every single time. And it just takes once for a massive tragedy to occur. We avoided that yesterday. And I hope that in the future, when we have these events, and there will be public events for presidential candidates, it should be that way. I hope the security is taken into account more fully, and we don't have to relive this tragedy or something even worse down the road. And of course, innocent people did lose their lives yesterday, and we shouldn't forget them either.
No, I definitely wanted to make sure we say that, that one person was killed and two other people are critically injured from the five shots that were fired. And I guess the issue of gun control has to be back on the stage here again when we've had these mass shootings over and over again, and now it's into the political arena. So, John, I mean, how does that conversation evolve from this point forward?
Well, here you've got a kid, 20-year-old kid by press accounts, probably didn't have any business owning that gun. And yeah, I mean, we have a problem in this country with people abusing and illegally using guns in the process of killing and murdering what is thousands of people a year in this country. What that means in terms of public policy, I honestly doubt much at this point, but it's a sobering thought, and it's a sobering thought that one lone person could inflict this kind of damage on our entire country. It's scary stuff.
And Michael, I mean, the issue of gun control and mental health, let's not forget that part of this equation, are so wrapped up right now together, because we've seen with these, you know, mass shootings, it ends up that the person was mentally ill and there were maybe warning signs. And I don't know what the situation is with this guy, but what are your thoughts on that?
I, too, am pessimistic that we'll see any changes in gun laws. That's a Rubicon we passed a long time ago. Another dark day in our country when those babies were killed at Sandy Hook, and we did absolutely nothing. And now almost on a nightly basis, we have mass shootings across our country. We have more guns than people in this country. I think now, look, it's no secret that, you know, any type of restrictions of guns have always been held up by Republicans. And this is the policy that they've chosen, and I don't anticipate it will change even after yesterday's events. In terms of mental health, I'm encouraged because it's not something that's being spoken by just one side. And there has been improvements and more investment made in dealing with mental health. But as we continue to transition to a digital society, our brains are in uncharted territories, and monitoring and being able to assist people with mental issues is only going to compound over the next several days, years, months, and decades. And mental health will have to be a focus as well.
Obviously, this happened at a political event, so there are some politics to this. Tomorrow is the beginning of the Republican National Convention, and Donald Trump was supposed to and may still, I guess, name his running mate. John, do you have any idea of what we're going to what to expect in Milwaukee?
No, they've done a really good job of keeping the identity of the vice presidential nominee undisclosed. And it may be undisclosed because the decision hasn't been made yet, the final decision. I don't know. But that certainly will be a newsworthy event to come out of the convention in Milwaukee. Right now, you got to think about ensuring the safety. Now, it is easier to secure an indoor facility than an outdoor facility, but I would have to imagine that the security measures at that convention are going to be heightened and should be.
Yeah, and I'm not to get morbid here, but you have to think that maybe the Trump campaign is rethinking who they would like to choose for the running mate because of the situation that occurred yesterday. As you said, an inch or two, he could have been dead, and that kind of thing could happen in our society where the whoever is chosen as the running mate has to step into the role of president. And some of his potential candidates don't really have the experience to do that. So I'm wondering if it's going to change the thinking on the part of the Trump campaign.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from United Healthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at unitedhealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
I can't imagine it's going to change much of the thinking of what the Trump campaign's up to. Look, the selection of a vice president is a political calculation. The focus of an election. Now, this particular election, the vice president's will probably get more focus maybe than in any other race in history. But at the end of the day, voters go to the polls and make this decision based on the top of the ticket. In terms of where the Republican thought process is, I think it will be somebody who is helpful in bringing in a swing state. I still believe this race is a 50-50 coin toss, Scott. And I think the simple action of the selection of a vice president who may be able to help secure a state is an imperative thing that a campaign is taking into consideration, even in these tumultuous events.
And, of course, the conversation we've been talking about how This election was originally about Donald Trump, and then it shifted after the debate. Well, this is about Joe Biden. Now it seems like the focus might be shifting back to Donald Trump. John, in terms of the Biden issue, that's still out there. I mean, obviously, we can't have, I doubt the Democrats are going to be, you know, speaking out today saying, oh, we got to get rid of Joe Biden. But how does this change that equation there?
Well, you've injected a real-time event that has shifted the focus of the election. That's going to happen again between now and November, and maybe two, maybe three times. So, you know, events, there are going to be major events along the road that are going to have an impact on how the voting public views this race. But the general drift toward Donald Trump that really began with that debate performance 2.5 weeks ago by President Biden, you've seen some shifting in the polls, particularly in battleground states and particularly in states that weren't considered battleground states but now are coming into view. I think that trend line certainly was not altered by the events of yesterday.
Michael, do you have any thoughts on that, the whole Biden issue as far as his candidacy in light of what happened yesterday?
Well, I think the president was afforded an opportunity yesterday to be the president. And that's what we saw when he came out and gave his speech and then took his helicopter and plane back to Washington, D.C., because we're in the midst of a national crisis. That's what he was hired to do. I don't think the questions of what's going on with Joe Biden will subside now. I think they will continue. You know, Scott, I mean, look at how quickly the narrative of this election has changed in just this week alone, from you know, the debate to the interview that he did, to the NATO summit, and now to the events of yesterday. I would anticipate it will continue to change. And I think the skepticism of whether or not Joe Biden can, number one, win the job, and number two, if he's up to doing it, will continue to be a question inside the Democratic Party, regardless of what goes on for the next couple of weeks.
We've been talking on this show every Sunday about the divisive nature of politics in this day and age and how we have such polarizing viewpoints and the candidates are so far to one side or the other. Of course, we couldn't have seen this coming, but given all the violence, we mentioned the mass shootings, it does seem a little bit inevitable that something like this might happen. Going forward, how do we fix this? We've had people screaming at each other in Congress, the decorum shot all to hell, and then now we have actually a shooting. So I'm just wondering, from your viewpoint, each of you, I'll start with you, John. How do we get back to a place where there isn't violence in politics, there isn't screaming, where we have a more of a rational conversation in this country?
Well, I think you've got to look at the short term and the long term. The most recent political example that we have was the congressional shooting on the baseball practice field, six or seven years ago. Members of Congress were seriously wounded in that. And there was a period of folks coming together. It was a bipartisan time. I suspect we're going to have a season of that. I don't know how long it's going to last. But I think the fundamental division that exists in the country has not changed as a result of yesterday. And I suspect that the tone of the election in some period of time will get back to where it has been, unfortunately. I would like to see a more civil discourse and a more substantive discourse. We had that debate the other night. There was no real discussion of policy details on either side. And I regret that, but I'm afraid that's where we are culturally right now as a country. And I suspect it'll get back there sooner rather than later.
Scott, John kind of took it from a global standpoint, and I completely agree with what he just said. And I guess I'd make mine a little more personal. Look, the man on the other end of this phone is my best friend in life. We truly are an odd couple. I've spent most of my life, my entire adult life, working hard and passionately for Democratic candidates. Same with John Hancock. There's not much we agree on when it comes to politics, but because of our circumstances and our understanding of each other's humanity, we got to know each other beyond politics. It's one of the gifts of my life that I have learned that there's another opinion out there. And just because that person differs with me, and maybe even differs with me passionately, doesn't mean they're necessarily wrong. So I don't know. We're going to have lots of people who are going to come forward and say, this is what we need to be doing as a society. I can tell you what's worked in my own personal life, which is just to understand where the person's coming from. And the person that you maybe view as ignorant, stupid, misguided, or whatever, once you get to understand their perspective and their humanity, you may realize that you were completely wrong. I'm hopeful that others can come to that, but I'm not sure that today's society and the way that we communicate with each other will allow it.
Well said. And Michael and John, can I put you guys down as running mates here? Please.
No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right, gentlemen, thanks so much. And it's a tough day, and we're just doing our best here on live radio to give some perspective to people about what happened. And I really appreciate your thoughts. You guys are great. And I'm glad you guys are best friends. You're awesome, and thanks.
Peace and love, Scott.
All right.
See ya.
It is 7:27, and this is Total Information AM Sunday for July 14th.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org.